The University of North Carolina presents American Adventure, a study of man in the New World, his values and his characteristics, who he is, what he believes, what he lives by. Written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, American Adventure is produced and recorded by the University of North Carolina Communications Center. Earl Wynn, director. Tonight's story takes place in the South of slavery days and is based on fact. It is the story of a planter, of one night in his life, and of the next morning. We cannot help but wonder what he would think if he were to have realized as he lived this experience that decades later a national radio audience would consider it. Living on a small island in one of North Carolina's many sounds, he was isolated from most of his own state, much less the nation. But if he had known, his decision would have been the same, we feel. His actions perhaps even more heroic. His name was John Williams. We are on his island as the night rain beats down. We are with him in the kitchen of his plantation house.
Oh, Williams, there you are. What are you doing in the kitchen?
Getting rum. Come in, Blake. Here, hold this cup.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Blake, what will be done with the runaway slaves once they're caught?
Oh, I suppose the sheriff will lock them up again and punish them. They've committed a rather serious offense.
Yes, breaking out of Beaufort Jail.
You sound critical.
I've heard of Beaufort Jail. Are you coming to bed, dear?
Shortly.
Be as quick as you can. All this frightens me. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Williams.
Here's your drink, Blake.
Yes, thank you.
To your health, sir.
And the success of the sheriff's mission.
Mm-hmm.
Good brandy.
What was that?
Sounded like someone at the kitchen door. Yes, it is.
But who at this time of night? Excuse me? Yes? I say there.
What is it, Williams?
It was nothing.
Nothing? I heard the knocks.
So did I. But when I opened the door, nothing.
Nobody there at all?
Nobody.
Let me take a look. Hello out there. Hello. Who's there?
Do you see anyone?
No one at all. Now, isn't that unusual? I heard the knocks clear enough. And you spoke to someone.
Did I?
Yes. Well, no matter. Surely there's no danger. Shall we go ask the sheriff about it?
If you wish.
He'll tell us about ghosts on the Sound Shores, no doubt.
You go on ahead. I'll pour him a drink and bring you another.
Pour me a tall one, Williams. I may need courage before morning with ghosts knocking at the doors.
Matthew.
Yes, Mr. Williams?
Get out of bed and come into the kitchen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You heard?
No, sir. I heard nothing.
I just opened the kitchen door to find two runaway slaves here.
Yes, sir.
Well, why? Why did they come to the kitchen door? Why not to the slave quarters if they wanted help? Is it because you've made your room a haven for them?
No, sir.
Indeed? At any rate, I've suspected that.
But, sir...
Let's say no more about it, please.
Did you recognize the two runaways, sir?
They're probably the ones that escaped this afternoon from Beaufort Jail.
I did not know of that.
And in my house tonight are two men, the sheriff and Mr. Blake, who have come from Beaufort to look for them. And I am implicated. I should have reported them on the spot, but I let them run away and then lied to Blake, said no one was there. Why do I do things like that?
Why, sir, I don't know.
My wife said she hoped they'd get away, and I just let them go.
Mr. Williams, sir.
Yes?
In Beaufort Jail, a man is fed very little.
So I've heard. So much the better reason to avoid breaking laws.
Mr. Williams, it is cold tonight, and they are tired and wet from crossing the Sound.
Are you suggesting, Matthew, that I... Don't you know the penalty for aiding runaways?
Yes, sir.
It's easy enough for you to talk. But if you were in my place, Matthew, you would speak differently.
Yes, sir.
No, I will not take part in this.
I only thought, sir, that you would not want to let them die.
Oh, if there's any danger of that, then I'll tell the sheriff, and perhaps they can be caught and treated in Beaufort.
Sir, in Beaufort, they will also die.
No, look here, Matthew. What am I to do about all this? I wash my hands of the whole affair. I will not report it, and I will not aid them. I am now leaving the kitchen area for the night, and I will not return. You lock up and see that all matters are attended to.
Yes, sir.
But take care, Matthew. I did not like the faces of those two.
I brought the whole bottle.
Fine.
Did you tell the sheriff about the incident, Blake?
Yes, I did.
You say no one was there.
No one, Sheriff.
Well, then, who knocked?
How should I know?
Somebody had to knock.
Yes, but that's the story, don't you see? Somebody had to, but no one was there.
Nonsense. Don't tell me you have ghosts on this island now.
No, I think not.
Well, you can't tell me that nobody knocked.
Well, it was nothing at any rate. So, let's forget it.
Of course, the fact that you saw no one at the door doesn't mean nobody was there.
And now who's talking of ghosts, Sheriff?
Maybe one of them knocked, then ran back into the shadows until he saw who answered.
Oh, I see.
You give them too much credit.
Well, I don't underestimate them, that's true. Mr. Blake, I feel those two runaways are around this house this minute.
Well, then, tomorrow morning you'll find them for sure. They won't go far.
Not tomorrow morning. Tonight.
Sheriff, it's quite dark out there.
Will you accompany me, Mr. Blake?
Well, if you like.
You, Mr. Williams?
Not if you will excuse me.
Of course. No need for guns, not at night. You have a pistol, Mr. Blake?
Right here, yes.
That'll do. Suppose we start our search at the kitchen door.
Sheriff and Blake come in your room?
No, sir.
Well, they've decided those two runaways are around here somewhere. We've got to get them out of the house.
Yes, sir. Where can we send them?
I don't care where you send them. The sheriff and Mr. Blake are going through the barns now. Then they'll go to the slave quarters. Where are the runaways?
They're in my room, sir.
If you take them out the front way, perhaps they won't be seen. But hurry them.
Mr. Williams, sir.
Yes.
It is raining and they're ill.
Well, what am I to do about that? Am I a physician? Can't you understand the problem here?
Yes, sir, but would you tell them? I cannot.
Confound it, Matthew. Let me see them, then. We have no time for hesitation. We'll hold the lantern high.
Yes, sir.
Why do they pull back as if afraid? What miserable specimens of humanity they appear to be.
It is no easy matter to cross the Sound, sir, and to come up through the marshes.
Do they speak English?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, now listen here. I'm not going to hurt you, but there are some other men around who will. So take my advice and... Why do they look so frightened? I told them I wasn't going to hurt them.
Yes, sir.
Why are they afraid of me?
Sir, because you were white.
But I've never beaten a slave nor mistreated one in my life.
I know, but they could not understand that.
I see. What did you feed them, Matthew?
I gave them meat and bread.
On the dresser in my room is a box of balsam salve. Get it and treat the cuts on their skin. Give them some hot tea and keep them warm. Give them such clothing as you can spare.
Yes, sir.
I can't turn them out of this house looking so frightened and ill. And I can't turn them over to that sheriff. And I shouldn't help them. But they must learn that they can expect some kindness from a white man. Now, I'll return to the kitchen and wait for the sheriff.
Sir, what if he wants to come in here?
Oh, I don't think he will. To search my house is an insult probably beyond it.
There's no way out of this room, sir. If you should try, the windows open only a little
way. Never mind. I will think of something. Just tend to their wounds for now.
around your place sticks too readily to one's boots.
Well, I grow rice. That requires damp soil.
Come on in and close the door, Mr. Blake.
Yes. We found no slaves, Williams, except your own.
Well, tomorrow you can look again.
Of course.
Shall we go into the parlor?
I'd rather sit here in the kitchen, where it's warm, if I may.
As you wish.
Yes. We did pick up a clue, though, didn't we, Mr. Blake?
A small one.
Two pair of footprints clearly marked under the eaves outside the door. No shoes on the feet, clearly marked.
Could be almost anyone's.
They approach the door, stop, and they run off in the opposite direction.
Well, perhaps they were the two slaves. Perhaps they came to the door, as you conjectured, then ran away.
Yes, but I didn't quite conjecture it like that.
Why, what do you mean, Sheriff?
Why would two of them come to the door to knock? Why wouldn't one of them remain in the shadows and let the other one knock and then hurry back to him?
Well, perhaps you can ask them when you find them. Can I get you some more brandy, gentlemen?
Tell me first, do you spend much time in the kitchen?
None at all.
Are you ever back here?
Oh, occasionally.
At night?
Almost never.
Is your wife ever back here?
No, not at night. The servants do the work. Why?
Well, I have a perfect theory, except for one fact. Just one.
What is that?
They were not at the door when you opened it. Now, by my theory, they would be at the door when you opened it. And they'd be very much surprised to find a white man there.
I see. Suppose we go to bed.
Oh, let's hear the theory, Williams. I find it very interesting.
I find it dull.
Oh, but it's so perfect a theory, sir. Now, here we have an isolated plantation. And we have the possibility of slaves in this area knowing that when they come to this house, they'll be cared for and given supplies. We know somebody in this area does that for runaway slaves. So they came here tonight, and they knocked. But the door was answered by a white man, not a Negro. So then they turned and fled.
I do not care for the inference that lies buried in that mass of conjecture either. Listen to me, Sheriff. I've heard quite enough.
Then, sir, answer me one question more.
1 dozen questions more mean nothing to me.
Just one. There's a Negro slave who sleeps in this house and who usually answers the kitchen door at night.
Yes, my boy Matthew.
May I look in his room?
No.
I insist.
Insist all you please. The answer is no.
Sir, I must look.
Sheriff, this is my house. Take care of what you do. You have no warrant.
Nonsense. If you have two escaped slaves in here, we both had best find it out now.
Sheriff?
Mr. Blake, would you fetch some rope? We'll have to tie up the three of them.
I do not want Matthew questioned any further.
But, Williams, it would seem to me that you'd be interested in finding out the truth. Here under your own roof is a person hiding runaways.
I know that, but I don't...
But nothing. Let the sheriff proceed.
Matthew, where do you send the slaves when they leave here?
Nowhere.
They do come here, then?
No.
You send them north or to the Indies?
I send them nowhere.
You send who nowhere?
I send no one.
I tell you, Sheriff, I do not like this questioning.
Mr. Williams?
Yes. What is it, dear?
When are you coming to bed?
Directly. Go on. I'll be up.
It's nothing, ma'am. We just found the two runaways.
Found them? Where?
In Matthew's room. It's a terrible thing, ma'am. It'll go hard with him.
After all the education and help Mr. Williams has given you.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear, please go to bed and let me handle this.
Well, Matthew, you've heard your mistress. What do you say?
Sir, I don't know.
Your punishment will be severe, you know that. Flogging's not good enough for this. Tell me, Matthew, have you ever seen Beaufort Jail?
Yes, sir, I have seen it from the outside.
It's cool in there.
Yes, sir.
And damp.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be there, unless you're executed.
Sheriff, listen to me. This evening I talked to Matthew here. I am the man you want. I told him to take in the slaves.
Williams, that's entirely out of reason.
Matthew, what do you say?
It is not true.
Matthew!
It is not true.
You see that, Williams? Your offer to protect your slave goes to no avail.
But I am liable, not he.
Nonsense.
It is not nonsense.
But, sir, it is.
Look, Matthew, plead as I say.
No, sir. It was me.
Very well. We'll bind you, and tomorrow you'll go with these two runaways to Beaufort Jail.
Yes, sir.
One moment here.
Oh, Williams, please. There's nothing you or anyone
I
can
said
do.
One moment, sir, and I will speak my piece, though we spend the night at it. Matthew, go to your room and untie the two runaway slaves.
What?
My words were in simple English, Sheriff.
Mr. Williams, I've arrested these three men.
My house is not your jail, sir. Cut the ropes, Matthew. Go on.
Yes, sir.
Now, see here, Williams. You go too far. Even you
Mr.
can't...
Williams, tomorrow I'm taking these three men to Beaufort.
Then I will go there with them. And if you indict Matthew there, you had best indict me. But in either case, I will retain such attorneys as money will provide.
Mr. Williams, you astound me, sir.
Then you are easily astounded.
I represent the law.
I represent my house and those who are in it under my protection.
Sir, the law does not stop at your doorway.
The law stops where it can go no further.
Williams, you're subject to the law, same as another, that you're wealthy or that you're...
I am also subject to my conscience.
But the law says...
Confound the law when it hurts my conscience.
I take it you intend to protect all three of these criminals?
Yes. I will not contribute to their death.
Those are strong words. I've heard that you're different and difficult. But tonight...
Williams, you're a planter, a member of the House of Commons. You have a store in Newbern. You're protecting from the law two runaway slaves who fled their masters and then broke jail. You claim them as your house guests. You stand against the law.
The law? The law. Tell me about justice.
Sir, we cannot enforce justice without law. Now, to protect Matthew is one thing. But to protect those other two, and in neither case can you safely set yourself against society, you ally yourself with convicts.
I suppose there is some truth in that. But...
Tomorrow morning I return to Beaufort. I hope by then, sir, you'll have changed your mind.
Mr. Williams, are you in here?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I've looked everywhere. I woke up as usual and you'd not come to bed.
I know. I've sat here and listened to the rain and looked at the fire.
But that's foolish, isn't it?
The rain has stopped. It was very heavy.
What's the matter, dear? What's wrong?
It is that Matthew's guilt is mine. And for a solid night, I've gone through that terrible experience of examining my beliefs. But two men came to my door. They were hungry, and I fed them. They were cold, and I clothed them. They were ill, and I treated them. But I am outside the law. I will not contribute to their death. All outside the law.
Williams, what have you decided? I needn't tell you that I tossed in my bed all night.
I'm sorry about that.
Now, Mr. Williams, when I return to Beaufort, it's my intention to take the two runaways and your boy Matthew.
No, I cannot permit you to do that.
Why, I'll do it by force if necessary.
On whose boat?
I came on your supply boat, sir. I have no other.
I do not give you permission to use it for this purpose.
Then I'll take it.
You break the law with less hesitation than I, Sheriff.
In this case, perhaps, and willingly.
And where will you find your navigator? Or do you know the shoals of Bogue Sound?
I'll take a slave who knows them.
My slaves will not go with you. And if one does, I will order him to run you aground.
Williams, we're old friends, and here you force me to swear that I must report you if you do this thing.
I intend to report my actions myself.
Mr. Williams, I think you're ill.
No, dear.
You have a world of confidence.
Yes, that justice can be recognized by those not blinded by law. I intend to publish a notice in the newspaper which will state what I have done and ask the owner of these two runaways to come and fetch them. And indeed, I wish he had them now.
Mr. Williams, you'll be prosecuted to the limit of the law.
Will I? Ask Mr. Blake here about that.
Ask me what?
No, this will not go to court. It would cause discussion about a subject many would prefer to leave undisturbed. Would you like more bacon, Sheriff?
No.
Mr. Blake?
No, I'm quite done.
Please forgive me, Blake. I've done no more than I think you would have done in my place. You would be surprised how many beliefs a man may have that he does not really believe. And under pressure, they desert him. Now, gentlemen, I will dispatch a boat to carry the two of you to Beaufort.
Court records do not show that any legal action was taken against Robert Williams. But in the newspaper, the North Carolina Gazette of New Bern, in its issue of January 7, 1774, there is the following paid announcement. Taken up and committed to jail at Beaufort in Carteret County, two new Negroes. They came in a canoe to Bogue Sound, but where from we cannot understand. By some accident or act of humanity, they got out of jail of a cold evening and must have inevitably perished before morning and strayed to the subscriber's kitchen, who wishes the proper owner had them but cannot send them any more into confinement to starve and freeze to death according to law. For the great lawgiver Moses had in command that we should do no murder. Robert Williams, Carteret County, North Carolina, November 22nd, 1773.
American Adventure is written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, and is produced by the Communications Center of the University of North Carolina. The series is made possible by grants and aid from the National Association of Educational Broadcasters and the Educational Television and Radio Center, an agency established by the Ford Foundation. In our story, Runaway Justice, the part of the planter, John Williams, was played by John Bonnets. The sheriff was Charles Kuralt. His friend was Joe Young. The wife was Ulysse Lancaster, and the Negro slave was played by John Ely. The cast of all American Adventure programs is composed of students, faculty members, and townspeople of the University of North Carolina community, and American Adventure is produced and recorded in the studios of the Department of Radio, Television, and Motion Pictures at Chapel Hill. Next Thursday night, NBC invites you to hear American Adventure and a story entitled The Demagogue. Tonight's program originated for NBC from WPTF, Raleigh.
This is the NBC Radio Network.